All right, guys, this is about my my fifth run of this. My girlfriend keeps calling me and it keeps interrupting the podcast. So let's see if I can get through this little like 6 minute recording without that happening. All right. So it's Saturday night and I just want to go on another little rant. So when I was going through my CrossFit Level 3 certification, I had to go back through a lot of the original CrossFit articles back from 2002 to 2007. One of the big things that I started noticing with these articles was when Greg Glassman, the founder of CrossFit, first started doing CrossFit.com and started putting content out there. His biggest concern was not about a dollar sign and was not about making money. He basically wanted to define what fitness was and wanted to figure out the best way to actually get there. And when we look at the CrossFit affiliate model and we compare it to every other, you mean fitness business? I don't care if it's Orangetheory, I don't care if it's Planet Fitness, P90X at Home, Beachbody, all these kind of different things. The biggest difference, especially with just where they started and where they're actually going, is the fact that all these other businesses start with a dollar sign. They basically say, "Hey, how can we make the most money in the and have the highest margins in the easiest, low barriers way to possible?" Okay, so again, when you look at like Orangetheory and stuff like that, they're basically running a glorified spin studio where you mean people, they don't have to have high-skilled coaches to go through it. They don't have to go through, they go through very, very simple movements that really don't have the same, neurological response that these like the Olympic lifting and all these kind of different things have. And they again, everything is so much easier, and the unit economics of again an Orangetheory or a nine round or whatever the little fitness craze and stuff like that is, you mean this decade is all about again making money. When we look at CrossFit, again, we saw a very, very opposite thing. Is again, it's always kind of started about let's get people fit, and again, the money will follow. You mean CrossFit again thinks about, "Hey, how can we get these people as athletic as possible? How can we get them to their goals?" And then again, like, and then money is just about is about keeping the kind of doors open. And it's not a reason for existing. We're not chasing a dollar sign. We're chasing helping other people. And that is not what any other human fitness business is. Every single affiliate owner understands that when they open up the doors, there's much more efficient ways to make money than opening up a CrossFit gym. Even in the fitness industry, for every dollar invested in like their affiliate, they could be, you mean, making a much higher return on investment in someplace else. And that's not why we do it. It's not why we exist, and it's not why CrossFit you mean has was created, and it's also the reason why CrossFit is it's the reason why CrossFit, I think, is standing the test of time. You mean some a lot of affiliate owners are now passing the 10-year mark, and it's really, really exciting to see this mature. And you mean basically everybody back in 2009 was like, "Oh, this is gonna be a flash in the pan. This is never gonna last and stuff like that. This is just like another fad." And we're starting to see other fads that have started and gone. You mean kind of and us again stand the test of time. So again, when you think about this, I just want you to, or when you kind of you mean walk in the gym and stuff like that, just understand that again, you mean myself and the coaches and everybody here puts in so much more work than what we're kind of like getting paid for. Not to, you mean to sound like a martyr by any means. We absolutely love what we do. We love being in the gym. We really love people. We 110% have chosen this. But yeah, like this is, you mean, while in every other, you mean business is gonna upcharge you for every little thing and give you and again, put really uneducated people in front of you. Again, what we do is definitely a labor of love, and it's definitely something that that I know everybody that's walked into our business and puts on the CrossFit Petrum coaching shirt, you mean that they're really passionate about. And again, they're not chasing a dollar sign, they're chasing helping people. So just wanted to kind of put that out there. So hopefully you guys understand that and are just gonna get excited about what CrossFit is and what we're doing and where we're going. So thanks, guys, and thanks for being a part of our community, and again, obviously supporting us and our coaches. So thanks. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.